Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So very glad to have you with us. It's Baldwin McCullough live from the great metropolis of New York City. Or if Brian Williams was hosting the show, we'd be coming to you somewhere between San Francisco and Hawaii. Not exactly sure where. Maybe on a submarine. In fact, if Brian Williams was hosting the show, maybe we would be in the outer crater of the moon or on the ring of Saturn. I'm not sure exactly where it would be. I'm just shocked that he still has a job. Brian Williams, the executive news editor at NBC, now a pagan proven liar in more than one thing. But we'll get to all that. Anyway, glad you're with us. Are you warm? If you're in New York, I know the answer to that. It's been cold here. But we've got a lot of interesting stuff to get to tonight. Stephen Baldwin, he's on his, like, the plane landed. He's rushing to the microphone. Okay, he actually landed a few days ago. He's almost here in true Stephen fashion. Let's see, what else did we get? We've got, the president. The president. I love this guy. I think he's got more panache than any that's ever served. Because if you can walk into the National Prayer Breakfast, which is a largely Christian event, I know, separation of church and state. Well, you don't like it? Don't attend. But he goes to the National Prayer Breakfast, which is largely Christian. It's largely evangelical, actually. It's very specific in terms of, like, what it mostly is. 3,000-plus attendees. And for some reason, he wants to demonstrate to the world that he doesn't even know third-grade history. We'll prove this to you tonight before we're all done. In fact, we're going to get to a lot of interesting things. Oh, my very good friend, I wanted to brag about this. My very good friend, Joe Battaglia. Now, this guy is a legend of legends when it comes to Christian music and Christian radio across the country. Not that this is a Christian program, but this is a man who helped, guide the careers of, like, Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith and some of these guys. Anyway, I'm so proud of him because he's just put out another book. He wrote one years ago, but this is his first recent book, The Politically Incorrect Jesus. And I can't wait to talk to him about this because I think this is going to be really interesting. But Joe Battaglia, I'm so proud of you, dude. Way to go. He was telling me about this while he was writing it. And let's see, what else did we get? Hey, look over here. Look at right there. He's texting, of course. But
no, I'm trying to get some information.
But welcome back to your own radio show, Stephen Baldwin. We should have the applause laughter going for that. Yeah. Now you think of it. What, I got to do your job, Ivan? Come on.
It's okay. It's going in my head.
It's on a loop anyway.
Stephen.
So can you put the phone down for a second?
Yeah, I was just trying to look up something about Joe Battaglia, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just, he's not here with us tonight, but I'm just happy for him. It's a very cool thing. He got his book done.
What's it called again?
The Politically Incorrect Jesus.
Wonderful.
I think it'll have an interesting impact. Anyway, thanks to those of you listening on AM 970 The Answer in New York, and I don't know, like the ones listening on KMET in Los Angeles and up in Fairfield, Fairbanks, Alaska, WFAR, and all the way down in Orlando, Florida, WORL. We're just grateful to have all of you in the house tonight. Steven's back, and you went to, since we last saw you,
yeah,
you went to India.
Yes. To a very remote place in India.
Pakistan?
No.
Poland?
Not yet.
Kazakhstan? Afghanistan? No, Iran?
So Kazakhstan's on the schedule.
Jordan?
For, yes.
Actually, I'm digging King Abdullah right now.
Yeah, man.
He gets what the issue is. Like, he understands that the guys that we are up against in this fight are just not messing around, and he isn't either. Like, you burn our pilot alive in a cage, we kill two of your guys.
Apparently, that's how he feels.
And he's got four more to go. And he did that that night. Like, as soon as they released that, he's like, okay, your guys are dead. And we're going to start dropping bombs all over you.
You know, that I heard about, but I've been traveling.
Yeah.
So do they know what they're targeting? Just what they believe to be ISIS, blah,
well,
blah, blah?
Well, you know, all those guys over there, they do intelligence much easier than us because they all look like each other.
Right.
So, you know, you dress up a Jordanian and tell him to speak like an Iraqi, and he wanders across the border somewhere, you know, because they don't have, like, closed borders.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work your way into the little village, and you know, Allahu Akbar, and you find out where, and you go, okay, here's...
Probably flash a little cash somewhere along the way.
No, I think that would be a giveaway that you probably shouldn't be talking to him.
Well, yeah, but if he shows him a large enough wad of cash, the guy's going to be like, he lives right there!
So anyway, so King Abdullah, if you didn't hear this, he actually said, like, hell hath no fury, like what we will pour out on ISIS. That's not a direct translation, but... And he has a tough job because in Jordan, you've got 15% of the population, which is Hashemite, which is the king's lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And then 85% of them are Palestinian. And the
85% of Jordanians?
Yeah, are Palestinian. There is a Palestinian state. It's called Jordan. But, he's often been targeted for overthrow and stuff because of the population, the way it is set up.
Mm-hmm.
He somehow brought all of those people together to say, we're going to go kill ISIS. Now, that's cool. And he doesn't even have the President of the United States backing him up. Not that that would be a necessarily helpful thing in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, yeah, if we have to do it alone, we will send our planes to Mosul, Iraq. That's the first place they're going.
Right.
Because that's kind of like the HQ for ISIS in northern Iraq. They're all in there. In fact, the caliphate prophet dude, whatever his al-Baghdadi or whatever his name is, he's there. So... they're doing that, and then they're sending people even into Syria.
Right. Now
it's getting nasty.
Well, these guys...
But you kill us, you burn our people in cages, what do you leave with what kind of choices?
Alive, yeah. That's.
Did you see the video?
No.
Should Fox News have streamed that off their website? They made it available for anyone to see across the world. There's a huge controversy this last week.
And it's still on there now?
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
I can't bring myself to watch it. It's not necessary. I mean,
but so anyway, that's the world we're living in today. Hey, I got in the ever ongoing saga of the ankle biters. By the way, we're on baby watch. We had contractions earlier this morning, just a couple. So it's not like, you know, and we're like 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks out. This is not necessarily good.
Or could have been the lovely bride's like. KMC indigestion.
She's already been like giving me karate chops in the middle of the night. I can't sleep. Well,
yeah.
No, we're 3.5 weeks out from when we think it's going to be, and I don't think we're going to make our full due date.
Uh-huh.
But the boys are excited. They're like giddy. They're like going all over the place. You know, hey Dad, when's our baby sister getting here? I don't know. I'll let you know when we know. But so they've just gone into this mode, and I want to know if you did this with the girls. They've gone into this mode. One's four, one's two, one's almost five. And they've gone into this mode where they will eat ravenously for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eat a somewhat normal lunch, and they eat like birds at dinner time. Like literally like two bites, and they're done.
Well, that's probably a blood sugar energy ratio thing.
Well, I don't know, but they get up. Little Jonathan, he's now talking all the time. He comes to the mommy side of the bed. Mommy, I'm up. And he's been sleeping in the big boy bed now.
So he can get
down. He's two. He's a little over two. And he's climbing the stairs and everything. So he comes all the way down to our room to mommy's side of the bed. Mommy, I'm up. Okay, sweetie, what do you want? I want a waffle, yogurt, banana, cereal bar, Cheerios, Is that all? No, cinnamon roll and cookie. Apple cookie. That's alphabet cookie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want an apple cookie. So this is how he eats at the beginning of the day. And then lunch is like so-so. And we can't get him for the life of us to eat anything for dinner. In fact, do you have the pictures? Just to bribe him tonight, for those of you watching on Biz Television, show me the jelly letters. I promised I would carve their names out of their jelly sandwich. And, like, this is the degree.
I wish my mom had done that for me.
Well, they were like, if you write my name in letters from the jelly sandwich. So I'm carving toast that has jelly already applied. I guess Nick can't find it. So on their plate, I'm like writing their name out in letters. It was quite the drama. Not that anybody else doesn't have any, for real. Like ISIS. Anyway, so you were at the prayer breakfast.
I was. I'm going to get back to King Jordan.
On the other side
King
of the
King Abdullah, yeah.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about
that. Because you ran into him.
I was sitting right
not long
there.
Ago. Yeah.
Front row prayer breakfast.
All right. Well, we'll get you perspective on what.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, you're sitting right here in your home studio.
Yeah, finally.
It's a rare occurrence in the last 10 months. How many films have you made in the last year?
Three, but I have right now two more that I'm doing
right
now.
And I just found out Sherry Higbee is going to be your wife in the movie that you're shooting in India.
Who is represented by?
Joe Battaglia.
That's what I was trying to look up.
It's all a connected world.
That's
anyway,
true.
If you don't know who any of those people are, that's okay. This is Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin, and we're with you every Saturday night on these great television and radio stations across the country. In fact, Biz TV, such a good partner to the Baldwin McCullough Show that they give you the show twice on Saturday night. You missed the first part of it, you can just watch it right again right after we're done at 11 o'clock Eastern. So if you ever miss any of it, don't worry. It's coming right back at you the second time. And thanks to Scott Miller and everybody that makes that happen. Stephen, what was your schedule going to the prayer breakfast this last week? Did you get back into the country and, like, jet right down to Washington?
Yeah, I got back on the 2nd.
Okay.
Around 4:30 in the afternoon. Excuse me. And then had to take a train from Penn Station to D.C. the next day.
Right. So, and you were going to be there with King Abdullah.
Correct.
Because he was an invited guest, but because the whole ISIS thing went down, they're like, no, we're going to stay here and fight these monsters.
Well, yeah, and then it was kind of weird because, like, people were like, oh, no, I think he's already here, and, like, you know.
Yeah, no, he didn't even come.
Yeah.
He put his uniform on. This guy is cool. I like King Abdullah.
Yeah, he's...
He's like, no, I'm going to fight the fight. We're going to do it. If nobody else joins us, we're going to go kill these suckers.
Yeah, and he's kind of stepping up to the situation right now, but at the same time, he's like a business guy. He like went to business school.
Oh, he's smart.
You know? Yeah,
he's really smart.
It's just unfortunate with 1.6 million refugees in this country. Like, that's not a big enough problem to have.
Right.
Now he's got to put on the uniform.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Well, I give him credit for having the courage to do it because if he didn't, and you kept getting your people killed, you know. And these guys, they're animals. That's the part that I don't understand why our administration doesn't grasp that. But anyway, that leads us into what happened at the prayer breakfast. So we're going to play the clip. When we come back, I want to know your reaction, what you thought the moment as you were sitting in the room, and did the room feel tense when he said it? Because the rest of the media went bonkers for good reason. But this is what happened this week at the National Prayer Breakfast. Roll the tape.
So how do we as people reconcile these realities? The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion and love that can flow from all of our faiths, operating alongside those who seek to hijack religious for their own murderous ends. Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. Unless we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. Michelle and I returned from England.
All right, that's enough. That's enough of the money quote. So, first of all, that last statement kind of blew me out of the water. Did that really happen? Did those of you that live in the South that see us or hear us were people owning slaves going, in the name of Christ, I take him captive? In the name of Christ, I give him no bread or water for the week if he's bad. In the name of Christ, I beat him to within an inch of his... Was that really done in the name of Christ?
Not that I recall.
I don't think that was.
Historically.
I don't think that was.
I didn't see that in
and
Roots.
Jim Crow, in the name of Christ, you will drink from the colored fountain, not the whites only. In the name of Christ. Where does he get up? Where does he come up with this stuff?
Listen, I'm not trying to be whatever. I was there.
Yeah, so how did it feel in the moment when he said it? Because he took on kind of like that gospel preacher affectation
right.
of his
and
voice.
I can't. Just let me answer my way.
Sure.
Because, first of all, it was an amazing national prayer breakfast.
Yeah, well, Waltrip's testimony, from what I heard, was just nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
So it gets back to how surreal it was to be there. Wonderful 2 days, people, great energy, people meeting, networking, and all on a really kind of, from a place of goodness kind of,
right.
you know, frequency.
Yeah.
So the needle skips off the record when this guy steps into the mic after Daryl Waltrip, you know, gives just a beautiful testimony. I think really the only way for me to say this, and I have a unique perspective, but I think I speak for everyone there when I say it was just weird.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You're sitting there going like, why? Well, you know, like this was, but you're the president and Daryl Waltrip and it's the national prayer breakfast and 98% of us are Christians. And once again, he used it as an opportunity to just give this personal opinion and his perspective, which people still continue to give him grace about. And
I think he's running out of time on that.
But I think he's just going to hammer it right until the last day he's out because he doesn't care.
He doesn't seem to be one that...
He doesn't care what consensus. Anyone thinks. And he's going to take on the preacher voice. And he's gonna, I've never seen somebody this smooth in their deception. Never. There's only one guy better than him, and I'm not allowed to compare him to him. So,
all right. So here's what we want to know.
You know what I'm saying?
You've heard the clip. We'll play it for you again. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. The president is the guest of honor at the National Prayer Breakfast every year. It's an event that at one time had the slogan, to exalt Christ above all others.
Right.
It's not a wishy-washy, you know, oh, let's just all come together in ecumenical mm-hmm. unity. It's never been that.
Right.
It's always been committed Christians praying for the nation. They invite the presidents. The presidents almost always show up. Even this one has, the majority of the time. And usually you have people like Daryl Waltrip or Ben Carson or Eric Metaxas or some of these people that give their mm-hmm. testimony about who they were before Jesus and then afterwards. It's always supposed to be that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not a religious person watching tonight. You don't care about this. I understand. But to bring up the atrocities of 1,200 years ago that are not even historically correct in their context, and we'll go into that tonight. What did you think when you heard that statement about the whole killing was done in Christ's name?
Right.
Slavery was done in Christ's name. Jim Crow was done in Christ. Jim Crow happened. There may have been some church-going people that approved of it, but I don't know anybody that was standing by the side of the road going, Jesus Christ is a supporter of Jim Crow. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on the president's odd prayer breakfast appearance this week. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Live from New York, it's Bob McCullough. Both of us in the same studio.
Yeah.
Unlike Brian Williams, who is somewhere flying over the Eiffel Tower at this moment, reporting on some story that has yet to happen. See, you've been out of the country. You missed this one.
And he's, I guess he's in trouble.
He should be fired. I'm with Tom Brokaw on this. He's the executive news, senior news editor for all of NBC News operations.
And now he has confessed, correct? He has said,
well, last Friday I said something that wasn't quite true. No. He's been saying it for 12 years.
That he was in a helicopter and
that got shot at with RPGs and AK-47 fire.
Right. And then he came back now and just said, well, I may have been wrong about that.
I misremembered.
Is that what he said?
That's his word. And he used to make fun of Bush for making up stupid words. I misremembered.
I don't think he said it like that.
Yeah, he said. He said it with the more nasal. I'm Brian Williams, and I misremembered.
Well, I think he's okay.
No, he should be out.
Before this?
Gone.
Before this?
He's also been discovered in the last week. They discovered. He didn't say in the last week, but a few years ago at Hurricane Katrina. He evidently said, and I watched from the window of my hotel and saw bodies floating in the water as they passed by me. The French Quarter didn't flood.
Right.
And then he said, and I drank flood water and I got dysentery.
Did he say that?
Yeah. There were zero cases of dysentery reported after Hurricane Katrina in all of the state of Louisiana.
So he embellished.
This man makes blank up.
Okay.
In fact, I think he should start a whole new, because he obviously has his fans. He should just start a whole new television network called MSUBC.
Well, this is
Making Blank Up Broadcast Company.
Okay.
Stuff. Making stuff up.
That's an excellent acronym, Kevin.
Making stuff up.
So my question to you now is,
yes,
because this has happened a couple times in the last 15 years.
Well, he's only been at the Super Bowl.
Not with him, with other journalists.
Okay, who got reprimanded? Dan Rather lost his job,
right?
Because he didn't report a false story. He got one or two facts about President Bush and kind of twisted them just a little bit, and he didn't really have proof for it, and then he was found to not have the proof to provide the position that he took.
Right.
And he wouldn't apologize.
Right.
Two little facts in a story, mm-hmm, and he ended up losing his job.
So then what's happened with...
Brian Williams is freaking making stuff up!
Well, that's... don't yell when you give certain... points of view, because
he's making stuff up.
I have trouble comprehending.
He's making stuff up.
So it's worse than the first guy.
I think, Brokaw went to NBC Brass this week and said, look, when it was me and Peter Jennings and Dan Rather, the expectations were tight. You could not, if you had a low-level reporter.
Has Brokaw gone on the air during interviews and said this?
No. Okay. This was just his talk with the NBC Brass. But the thing is, back in that day, when you had Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather on the three major channels, mm-hmm, there was zero tolerance for any of this kind of monkey business. And even though they weren't necessarily conservative, mm-hmm, none of those guys ended up being, that you still had a degree of reliability in what they reported because there was such an attention to detail to make sure that you get the story right.
Well, plus, they really market and promote.
They didn't slow jam the news with Fallon.
Right. But you understand what I'm saying? They probably market and promote based on accuracy, truth.
NBC ran a promo 2 days before this came out in the Super Bowl. Because NBC had the Super Bowl.
About integrity.
10 years of trust. Mm-hmm. And they had, you know, the big voice guy. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes like a story you just have to tell.
Mm-hmm.
10 years. We've earned your trust. And this is Brian Williams flashing his smiley mug all over the place.
Oh, he gave the commercial.
Well, it was a commercial about him.
Oh, okay.
But he represents everything that NBC News is,
mm-hmm,
because he's the top guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. Anyway, I think you should be fired. We'll talk about that later. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's roll that clip. President Obama speaking at... Oh, we don't have time. We're 30 seconds till break. Which means we're going to have to... See, Stephen and I were out of rhythm because we've been in separate studios. We've been in different places. This is going to take us a little bit tonight to get back together.
I think we sound fabulous.
I think you always sound fabulous.
Oh,
and you have a great project to sound fabulous on coming up in another month or so.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk about that at some point, too. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Mike Lindell's here in the house. He'll be with us a little bit later. Stay with us.
My pillow.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dry Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
PleatKevin.com.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
And if you're watching on Biz TV, that's Columbus Circle you just saw on a cold New York night. Where we're supposed to get more snow on Monday.
What's our number?
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One phone line open. The president at the prayer breakfast this last week said this. Go ahead and roll that tape. He was talking to those that had gathered, said something that took him by surprise.
We, as people of faith, reconcile these realities. The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion.
Wait for it. Wait for it. You're going to hear it in his voice.
That can flow from all of our faiths. Operating alongside those who seek to hijack religious for their own
still regular voice at this point.
Sense.
Listen.
Humanity's been grappling with these questions throughout human history.
Still normal voice.
And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
There it is. Preacher man's coming out.
In our home country.
Country.
Slavery. And Jim Crow. Too often was justified in the name of Christ.
Justified in the name of Christ.
No, it's Christ.
I didn't say the T?
Yeah, I didn't say the T.
Okay, well, enough of that for now. 888-340-3373. You've heard a little bit about this already, I'm sure, but just hearing those remarks. Is it fair to compare ISIS's problems of today with the historic version of Christianity and what happened 1,200 years ago? 888-340-3373.
Now, I have a question, quickly.
Yes.
So this isn't just media from one side responding to this. This is across the board.
I was shocked. Christianity Today usually doesn't wander into politics.
Right.
And they pulled out an article that was written a couple of years ago about the truth of the Crusades and why the Crusades even started.
Right.
In relationship to this.
So they brought out...
There's been thousands
really
of memes, tweets, social media conversations that have gotten started on this because... Number one, he doesn't know his history. He doesn't know. He acts as though the Crusades were somehow avoidable when they were started by the Muslims.
Right.
It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, the small point. They started 400 years before anybody else did.
Right.
Anyway, let's take some calls, and then we'll weave in as we go along. Line two, Gino's with us from New York. Hi, Gino.
One of the many reasons why President Urkel in the White House gets away with the crap that he says and he does is because we have been infiltrated by what I've always said all along, is these Bolsheviks that have taken over every major institution in America, most especially academia. For the last 35 or 40 years, and even I was caught up in this fiction that we must blame America first, that it's always America's fault. And then, of course, by logical extension, it's conservatives and Christians who are at fault. Because we have nitwits, we have dumbasses,
okay.
We have intellectually inferior species that are learning this crap from these Bolsheviks. Of course Obama can get away with saying what he does because most people now who are under the age of 30 believe it because they've been taught revisionist history. Good is bad, bad is good, everything is geared towards liberal left-wing crapola.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe it, you are going to be battered and bashed to death. And as far as the schmuck Brian Williams, he thought he was going to get away with it, but he didn't realize the Internet is a double-edged sword. It catches you when you say stupid things 12 years ago, 5 years ago, or 5 seconds ago. But because he felt he's a member of the media and he could get away with anything he wants to say, and his fellow Bolsheviks in America are still bashing him as far as getting caught. Not because of what he said, but because he got caught.
Right.
Just like Dan Rather with the imbecilic notion regarding the Bush National Guard memo, he got caught too in a lie because the memo was a fraudulent piece of crap.
The difference, Gino, with Rather, but the difference with Rather was he rolled the dice. He at least bet on something being genuine that had a chance to be. Brian Williams just freaking pulls stuff out of the sky. I mean, he literally, it's like,
didn't have any documents.
Brain, he just pulls it out.
Strange.
But that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to verify this unless you, Limbaugh, and all the others on our side point it out. Because even then, you still have a hard time getting through these indoctrinated, brainwashed dimwits who care more about Kim Kardashian's ass size than they care about the truth. Or about history. They don't want to learn history. History is what happened to them 5 seconds ago on the Internet. That's why we are doomed as a people unless we take back America and take it back now.
I hear Gino. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call. The problem with Gino is you never really kind of get where he's coming from. He's always kind of, he likes to leave a mystery, a certain mystery to the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
One thing he said that reminded me of something Governor Huckabee told me this week.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that the Obama administration is the only administration in the history of America that could watch a John Wayne movie from the 1950s watch the whole thing all the way start to finish two times and not be able to tell you who the good guy or the bad guy was. That's so accurate. Like, I put this on Facebook the day that he did that.
Mike Huckabee is a clever guy.
The day that the prayer breakfast happened, I said, why is he emphasizing atrocities that were committed 1,200 years ago that nobody now defends? Nobody defends them.
Mm-hmm.
And refuses to acknowledge actual atrocities taking place now that Muslims still do defend.
Right.
Slavery is still practiced in the Muslim world.
Mm-hmm.
They still kill people for random whatever they want to things in according to their faith because of the whole concept of the doctrine of jihad. I can kill you because you're an infidel. If you're my daughter, I can kill you in my own house, and it's an honor killing.
Right.
Because I get mad at you. What kind of insane... And he did not say... You were there. You correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. I did not hear the word Islam used in connection with the terrorist once at the prayer breakfast discussion. But the word Christ and atrocities done in the name of Christ was said at least two or three times.
Three times.
Insane. Insane.
It's just weird. It's just more of his weirdness.
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Okay. Then also, I got to get into this at some point before we're done about the Crusades, because people don't know what they are. People think that they were something that the Christians did that hurt everybody.
Right.
And in reality, Muslims were actually invading lands that didn't belong to them, raping women, beheading people, killing, burying some of them alive for 400 years before the West ever raised a finger and said, we're going to push you back. But does the president say any of that? Does he say that it was Christians that led the lead for the abolition of slavery? None of that comes out.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We're coming right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855 855- 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wow, look at that. Perfectly clear night in Times Square if you're watching on Biz Television. So glad to have you with us. Live in New York, it's Saturday night with Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We do this every week. We laugh a little bit at what's going on in the world around us. And we hope that you do, too. But we also talk about some stuff. Let's go to Fresno, watching on Biz Television. Kevin's there. Hi, Kev. Line 3. Kev, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Hey, I was flipping your channel, but you guys are misrepresenting history. You guys need to go back and check history. It was the Crusaders who kicked the Jews out of Jerusalem. You guys are misrepresenting history. You're telling people part of history, but you're not telling all of history. Christians did a lot of crap in this country, too. Christians still do crap. You got people that walk around using the Bible to use racist comments against people.
I didn't, hold on, Kev. I've seen people sit on temples.
I've seen people write nasty crap on synagogues that are so-called Christians. We're not as good as people as you guys make us out to be. We need to look at what we do and why it affects other people, too.
And you're a Christian?
No, I'm not a Christian.
You said we. So I'm sorry.
Christians sit back and sit there and proselytize and tell everybody else what to do, how to live their life. You guys need to figure out how to live your own life. Hmm. Our country is messed up because of idiots like you guys on television.
Huh?
Fuck, you got Ted Nugent walking around telling.
All right. Bye, Kev. You drop the swear words, we drop you. Here's the thing I don't quite understand. He said that we did all this stuff. I've seen graffiti written on synagogues.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Christian who loves Israel, my heart is broken by that.
Right. And that would be radicals within the faith, like people.
I don't know that it's even a Christian.
Exactly. That's you're very true. But let's get back to his statement about our misstatement about the Crusades.
Yeah. I don't recall the Christians kicking the Jews out of Jerusalem because the Christians didn't even retake Jerusalem. That was the one area of the Middle East that we didn't win.
Yeah. I think the guy just didn't like us.
I'm certain that's the case.
It just seemed like he was upset.
Wait, do we have some breaking news? Nick's telling me in my ear that there's been another story discovered about Brian Williams that he was... Nick, put that up on the screen. We've got a minute before we go to our final break here. Oh, yes. Look, see, I didn't know this. See, Brian Williams holds his age very well. But if you're watching on Biz TV tonight, evidently, Brian Williams reported live from the Kennedy assassination motorcade. He was sitting between Jackie Onassis and John Kennedy.
Now, for the listeners.
Evidently. Well, that's what the picture shows. We'll put all these up on the website after we're done tonight.
Okay.
If you're watching, if you missed it, you can go online and see it. And Biz TV will replay this at 11 o'clock tonight. But, yeah, evidently, I did not know that. Did you know that story?
He looks great.
Right. He doesn't seem to age.
Isn't that something?
How old is he? He'd have to be old if he was that age when he was
with all of the products on the market today that can help you with this. It just looks like he's mastered.
Well preserved.
Grecian Formula 16.
I'm guessing that's more popular than Grecian Formula 15.
Right.
Anyway, coming back from New York, don't go away.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pornographic.